because I'm in this 240 expecting us to just start like.
I feel like that sounds weird, but I shoot my business shot all the time.
Do it, yeah.
I usually electronically, so I always DM people on
Twitter. Drill out the welds and re-weld it in. Oh. On those, I know you can bolt it in.
There's two things that you need to own if you want wealth. It's business.
I get more of a thrill when the back end kicks out and I'm able to catch it and save it.
Find out how we gonna do this podcast, G.
What is up, y'all? We are back from Porches to Porches podcast, episode 100. I'm sorry for your earbuds.
Yeah, sorry. Lobes, I probably shouldn't have done that to the mic. My bad.
This is Big Mish, Mishka Creates.
What up, what up? This is No One the Creator, a.k.a. Main Be Depressed Shouty.
You said what?
May Be Depressed Shouty.
Oh, I can tell by what you're fucking drinking, bro. This is... For episode 100, we thought of all the different crazy things that we could do.
And the levels. They were just too cliche, man. Like,
yeah.
Like, you know, fucking skydiving, too cliche.
Yeah, it's played out, honestly.
It is. What, blowing up shit, too cliche. I feel like every YouTuber has done
that. Not very good comedic timing right
like,
now.
Yeah, true. Just anything and everything that you thought of. Was just like, it's just too cliche. I feel like everyone's done it. So we feel like for episode 100 to celebrate,
we're just going to do what we do best, which is drink a Camel Black. This, we apparently hate ourselves. But you know what? This is episode 100. And honestly, we've talked about these like they're the bane of our fucking existence, bro.
Actually, bro, like. Technically, we got to give it up to Camel Black because, like, we probably would have never started this.
Oh, my God, so, dude, you're so right. Dude.
We would drink these, get sad, and talk about our feelings. Yeah.
Let's talk about the origins of From Porches to Porsches podcast. Where did it start, G?
It all started at the neighborhood liquor store.
Literally, at the neighborhood liquor store.
Walking down the aisles trying to figure out what the hell to drink.
Elgin, Connecticut.
And I saw the Camel Blacks, the tall boys, for $1.40-something. And I go, let's try these.
You're a thrifty lad.
Yeah, bro. I had my that Macklemore song stuck in my head. I was like, I'm going to pop sometimes.
I fucking hate that song. Yeah, dude,
that shit's so annoying.
Bro, it sounds like a walking circus, dude. I hate that song. Ugh.
But yeah, I mean, showed up to Mishka's crib with some Camel Blacks.
Yes, sir.
A little sunshine in my pocket. And by that night, we were just highly depressed, crying on each other's shoulders. And we were like, we should record this next time.
Yeah.
And then it turned into a weekly thing.
Yeah, I mean, that's basically what happened. I mean, we were just like turning up, you know, just being depressy boys like always.
Yeah.
Me and Gio had some rough years. but yeah, so we were just being depressy boys, you know, drinking, and I forgot who thought of it, but we just want to have a fucking podcast.
You did.
Yeah, dude, because I started one with fucking John before this one.
Yeah, yeah.
We only did a few episodes. It was cool, but I feel like our schedules just weren't right, and and me started recording these.
Yeah, you wanted to do it, and at first I was just like, nah, man. Like, I hate my voice. This is weird. I don't know how I feel about that.
Bro, little do you know, you got the sexy voice out of this duet, bro. Dude.
Hell no, it's you. You got, like, radio host personality voice, bro.
Nah, bro, that's Reggie. I don't have that voice.
Well, that's Reggie's that, like, after fucking 11:30 at night type of
bro,
voice.
Bro, that's smooth.
Dude, Reggie's that smooth operator, bro. Yeah, dude, I'm just a kid in the corner with Tourette's, bro. I'm just over here yelling in the mic all the fucking time.
Throwing things across the room.
Yeah, just yelling, unnecessarily yelling, acting like I'm not literally in your ear right now.
Dog, so, I mean, I could probably look at it. I don't have them on my actual computer now. I have them on a separate hard drive.
That you buried in your backyard, six feet deep. Yeah.
We'll see, man. I mean, they might get, we'll see. We'll see. Yeah.
But yeah, dude,
how many episodes do you think we did before we actually posted the first one?
Oh, man, dude, probably at least 20. Yeah, at least. I feel like at least 20.
I think 10, it was
less than like 25, 30.
I was going to say, I think anywhere between 15 to 25.
Yeah, somewhere around there.
How many we did. Bro, I'm so curious to go back and listen to those. Those are probably going to be the ones that we're going to enjoy the most when we're old as fuck, bro. Oh, just fucking God. Listen to this shit.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, bro, that shit's fucking...
It's just like, damn, I can't tell if we're really intellectual or just really fucking sad and drunk.
No, it was definitely the latter, for sure. It was the second one. But yeah, dude, we were just in my mom's basement. Yeah. Fucking... We used like a laundry bin to set the laptop up.
Yeah, and then it was... Oh, the whiteboard. We had a whiteboard as a table on top of the laundry bin.
Oh, on top of the laundry bin. Yeah.
And then you ordered the two of those snowball mics, yep. And then two of the boxes, the soundproof boxes.
Which didn't work out.
Yeah, no.
It actually made the sound worse, we found out, after 35 fucking episodes.
Yes.
Yeah, it actually makes the sound worse.
Yeah.
So things that you learn when you're starting a podcast. If you want to start a podcast, hit us up. We can let you know like all the parts where we fucked up. I mean... Clearly, we still only have like 13 listeners, but you know, we're still fucking up. But at least, you know, you can get like some of our fuck ups, you know, resolved. That'd be nice.
Step number one, don't drink Camel Blacks.
Yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, 100th episode, we're drinking Camel Blacks to celebrate it. Because I have yet to see anybody really drink Camel Blacks. I mean, what, YouTube only has like one video and it's like they're advertising.
That was beautiful.
Some like cracked out hillbilly made.
Yeah. I was going to say, that's like fan fiction, bro.
Those people are really hoping to get sponsored by Camel Black.
You know what's oddly weird about Camel Black? It starts to taste smooth right as your headache starts to kick in. Like right, it's like a perfect transition, dude.
Dude, the scary part about it is when you can't tell what the taste is anymore, you're too far in. We got to have a couple of these laying around for Charlie and Austin when they come back around.
Have you ever tried the Camel Black unfiltered? It just has like little needles at the bottom.
What the fuck? You hear them rattling around.
Could you fucking imagine, dude?
Well, what? Like Guinness has the ping pong ball in it, right? Guinness Nitro.
Really?
Yeah. If you drink a Guinness Nitro can,
they do have a little ball. It's like a little ball filled with nitrous.
Yeah, like nitrogen in it or something.
Oh yeah, nitrogen, like not nitrous.
Yeah, I think you'd die, bro.
Just getting people.
Take it easy, Vin Diesel. With your family having ass over there.
Fucking yeah. Underground doctors, bro.
Yeah, man. Nah, I got a 40 of this at home that the homie Ross gave me. Kind of terrifying. But who knows, man. Maybe after tonight, I might go home and drink the other one tomorrow.
That sounds like a good time. Or tonight. Or tonight, Gio.
Yeah, I might. Fuck it, dude. I mean, fuck work. It's only Tuesday.
Damn straight, Gio. That's the fucking attitude that I want on episode 100.
Yeah,
bro.
Dude, fuck it.
Bro, I'm sorry. I have to bring it up. NFTs and crypto, bro. I have to bring it up and I'm sorry.
Hold on. Let me take a big gulp.
Bro, this shit is fucking crazy, bro.
I could tell, man. You've been very fucking busy with that.
Mm-hmm.
Like extremely busy with it. How's that been going for you? That another thing you dove headfirst into?
Yeah, man. Well, first of all, investing in NFTs is insane right now.
Yeah.
I minted one for $250, sold it for $9,000. You were there when I sold it.
Oh, yeah, I was there. You lost your shit when you got that offer.
I lost my shit when I sold a JPEG for $9,000.
This fucking thought, bro. We're talking. Next thing you know,
bro,
he's telling me he's got this fucking JPEG and he's just like, yeah, man, like it's just dick butt. And I'm like, oh, sick. And then next thing you know, he scrolls down a little bit more and he goes, oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. He starts spazzing the fuck out. I'm over here looking at him like, what's happening? Like, you okay? And then you're just like, bro, someone just offered me 9 G's for this shit. Oh my, like, he looked like he didn't know whether to run or sit still. Like,
dude, I did it, dude. I didn't know what to do.
Misaki told you to hold or
Misaki,
make him have a higher offer, right?
Yeah, Misaki told me to hold. I'm a paper-handed bitch, bro.
Yeah, I was going to say, you're like, I'm going to come back and tell him 12. And then 15 minutes later, you're like, I just sold it for 9, dude. I cut it.
Yeah. Dude, no. I'm such a fucking sellout. I don't care. Whatever, man. Dude.
Dude, I don't blame you, man. I'd rather take the quick 9.
I mean,
it was 12 would be nice, but a quick 9, dude. Like, that's a guaranteed 9 for something you paid.
It was like a smooth fucking 30 times on my money, dude.
Yeah.
Like, why not?
Yeah, why the fuck not?
The one sick. that I'm currently holding right now, that one, this one is a painting NFT, and it's like this dude, I think I told you about this one. This dude created 10,000 paintings of just different dots with paint.
Okay.
He like handmade the paper. He hand cut it. He hand, you know, painted it. He's like an artist. He's been doing this since like 2013 or something. But he had them scanned and then ran under like AI to get like which ones are the rarest, you know, based on their visual attributes and stuff.
Oh shit.
So because it's like an actual artist that has like a name and a following, he like actually does paintings. They were expensive. So I bought one for $2,000. Cheapest one right now is like $29,000.
God damn.
Cheapest one for sale right now is $29,000. One sold last night for $120,000. Bro. When I tell you that the NFT market is insane right now.
It's stupid.
It's stupid, dude.
What the fuck?
It's stupid, dude. There's...
I still don't get it. Like, I don't know if it's like that, like, 4% boomer in me that's just like, what the hell? Like, yeah. What the hell, Bobby? Like, I don't fucking get it, bro.
Bro, that...
But, like, it just... To me, it's still like, okay. Like, I mean, I'm kind of with it. You're making money off of it. Why the fuck not?
See, you should be pretty happy that you said that. Because, like, people, I feel like it's, like, very, very dumb people get it and very, very smart people get it. But, like, everybody in the middle is like, what the fuck is going on? Like, what? Like, there are some very smart people that I know that are like, bro, what is that that's worthless?
Yeah.
But they're smart as shit.
Mm-hmm.
But they just haven't fucking seen it yet. They haven't given it. They haven't done enough research. Because if you do the research, bro, it is the fucking future. Okay, that's all right. I'm done. I'm done with it. I'm done with NFTs and crypto for the rest of the episode.
Well, we just lost a listener per minute, so that means we're -4 listeners.
Hey, man, you never know, bro. If Vehixels fucking takes off, it's my first NFT project, and it's actually just basically it's 18 different cars, and it's 10,000 different 18 different models of cars.
Okay.
10,000 different cars. Each is unique. They all have different colors, different body, different wheels.
Oh, no, something shit. Different.
Yeah. So that's my first project dropping tonight. And I'm super excited about it because it's about cars. And it's my first project of at least one or two more.
Okay.
Because I have a few other ideas, but this was kind of the first one. This is kind of like the proof of concept for me to make sure that I can do this. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So I'm putting it out there. I'm trying to build a community with it. I'm probably going to promote the podcast and try to promote that kind of community aspect of it. So, hey, if you're listening to this and you got here because of Vehixels, I love you. Thank you. More to follow, I promise. We going hard with this. But yeah.
Nice to meet you, I guess.
Yeah.
Nice. I don't know.
Don't listen to the episodes before this.
Yeah, before this. Just shit talk on crypto.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm just kidding. No, I'm not.
Gio has never been a fan. I have always been a fan.
I just don't get it. And I guess me just not getting it, just me being like, don't know. Like, I don't, like, but whatever about it. Like,
bro, you know like what's awesome about that, though?
It doesn't bother me that people do it. And it doesn't really, like, I don't really care much for it. But, yeah. Like, I mean, it's cool. Like, I guess I got to get more knowledge on it.
Yeah.
Know? Like,
yeah.
I think that's all it is.
Yeah. Well, you don't get it, and you don't necessarily like talking about it, but you have bought crypto and you've made money on crypto, right?
Yeah. But again, like, if you really ask me about it, I'd fucking you have no idea what I'm doing.
Bro.
I mean, all I know is, yeah, I mean,
I
haven't even looked since the last time I bought.
In like 2013, okay, I researched this shit.
I'm mad now. I just saw my account go down. It showed me where I was at, and then it just went whoop. And like, yeah. Updated and
bro, crypto is like that.
Man, fuck crypto.
You know why? Because it's not the stock market. There's not a 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. It's true. Real time.
True.
It doesn't give a fuck about anybody's rules.
True.
It's beautiful.
True.
I love it, bro.
Yeah.
I love it, and I love I love blockchain transactions for a reason, dude. Because in stocks, I mean, maybe I'm just talking out of my ass and I don't know this shit, but you can't see the moves that big players are making in stocks. You can't see what hedge funds are buying until after they bought it. Well, I mean, I guess you can see after they bought it, or you need like financial reports or whatever it is. But I don't think you can see, like the common person can see what a big corporation is buying. When it comes to NFTs and crypto and blockchain, it's all public. You can look up, like I look up certain wallets in crypto because I know that they're heavy-handed investors. They know what they invest in, and I can see all their moves. But I don't think you can do that with the stock market.
Really?
I don't think so. Maybe I'm just not that well-versed in it. But to me, that makes it way more like transparent. Like, companies have a fucking, like, the stock market has been rigged for a reason, dude. And like that's what this whole like GameStop and AMC bullshit was about, yeah. That it's fucking rigged and people are using the system. Corporations are using the system. Well, really hedge funds are using the system to their advantage. But here in this situation with blockchain, I think everybody can see everything. So it's
so there's no like blinds.
Exactly, dude. It levels the playing field.
Oh, okay.
And once the masses realize that, it's inevitable, dude. This shit is going to go so mainstream.
That's cool.
It's crazy, man.
Yeah, man. I feel like stocks is just some like sketchy shit.
Bro, it's boomer shit. Stocks are boomer shit, bro.
Yeah.
They're boomer shit, bro.
I felt very boomerish.
It makes no sense for a fucking reason.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I mean, I told you. Did I tell you? I told Erica that I was planning on selling all my stocks and buying into NFTs.
Yep.
Just because, like, I don't know what the fuck I'm doing with them, honestly. And, like, yeah. I don't have enough time to sit there and like sell high, buy low bullshit. Yeah. Like I just buy the shit and I leave it in an account and it just does whatever the fuck it does. Yeah. So I feel like buying into NFT stuff would just be like a little easier. Just kind of like more at my pace where it's just like when I get to it, I get to it.
Yes.
Yeah.
This is probably a good time to say that. Nothing that we say is financial advice.
Oh, most definitely.
Never.
I mean,
ever.
Don't ever trust a man drinking Camel Blacks for
financial advice. Never give advice of any kind. Please do not take any of this as any type of advice.
Don't sue me. All I have is Dogecoin.
But yeah, dude, I have a really great feeling about crypto and NFTs.
Yeah. Again, it's future shit. It's moving. It's looking ahead into the future. It's not tomorrow's technology, it's months from today's technology.
Yeah,
you know, so like it makes sense. I mean, kind of future proof yourself with it right now while you can.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, technically you're at that point where, like, you know, when grandma was buying fucking 10 cent bitcoins for each grandchildren, you know, $100 worth of it, and just like, eventually it'll turn into something. Next thing you know, these kids are like fucking millionaires off of that shit.
Bro.
So it's like, you're at that point, you know. I think picking it up right now is a good time to pick it up.
Somebody's in that situation right now. Like 4 years ago, this dude posted on Reddit saying, hey, I just opened my daughter's, like, she was just born today, and I just opened her Bitcoin account. with like 0.00001 Bitcoin. Super proud of this moment. And everybody was like, yo, what's the address? I'll deposit some. Bro, they deposited a few Bitcoin. And now that six-year-old or four-year-old or whatever it is, like little kid.
Yeah.
Has a wallet with like hundreds of thousands of dollars. In Bitcoin.
Yeah. God damn.
It's just pretty cool, man.
Yeah. That was one thing. It was funny, dude. You ever want to guilt your parents about something?
Mm-hmm.
What you tell them is like, you tell them about that whole mutual fund thing that like, the day you're born, if they put $1,000 into a mutual fund for you,
damn,
that how it gains compound interest, and technically after 4 years it doubles on average.
Yeah.
So it's like if that shit hits 7 G's at one point, like in 4 years after that it'll be 14 G's, and then that 14 turns into 32.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, 30, that's like years 20, down the road, but yeah, 28. No, yeah.
But yeah, like that's what I'm saying. Like, I remember we had an accountant come to the shop and talk to us about starting a retirement funds and shit.
It was probably a life insurance person.
Maybe, some shit like that.
Yeah, that's usually what it is.
All I know is the dude worked from Chase. And
it might have been something else.
Yeah, and he was showing us all this shit. And then he started showing us about that. And then I looked at my parents. I go, thanks. And they felt salty, dude. That's hilarious. We didn't know, you know. But, like, they grew up old school Mexican. Like, you get your cash, you put in the mattress. Like, you know.
Literally, man. And that's, like, I would love to change that for the Spanish-speaking community. Dude, that's always been something that's been, like.
Dude, Mexicans, I don't know what it is with Mexicans, bro. They always pay with cash no matter what. They're ready to buy a house. It's like, all right, like who you going through for the, you know, financial side of it? Oh, cash. What the fuck, man? Like,
yeah.
And it's just like that obviously turns into problems, because then it's like, well, where did the cash come from, you know, like all this and that shit.
Well, but, not so much that, but it just takes them fucking like 20 years 15 years to stack the cash to do that.
Yeah, exactly.
But do you know where a lot of that stems from, though? Is not being able to finance things because of citizenship issues and stuff like that.
That's true.
That's part of the issue. But another part of the issue is, yeah, you're right, dude, the culture. They just don't want to, because they see any type of loan as either bad or not even available to you.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like in Mexico, dude, I remember when I was younger, dude, loans, like I feel like it was different in Mexico compared to here. Like, I feel like everybody financed shit here. And in Mexico, it was like only the rich people or the people in the city would find. I don't know. It just seemed very different.
Yeah, I could see that. I don't know.
Like, even going to the bank was a different, like, feeling.
Yeah.
Like, going to the bank in Mexico felt like, well, also in Mexico, I don't know if anybody listening has been, but any bank that you go to, there's a dude outside, one or two dudes outside with shotguns and like MP5s, like submachine guns and shit.
No,
it's
shit.
Pretty cool. That's pretty dope. Cool. But yeah, literally every single bank has that.
Damn.
Yeah.
Yeah. Out here, we just got a fat security guard and a bunch of cameras.
Bro, if they even have a security guard, I don't think anybody has a security guard anymore.
And the security guard only has maybe a taser if they're lucky.
Bro, you know what I think should be a fucking company, man?
Hmm.
A work from home security guard.
Oh, what the fuck? Wait, what?
Bro, they just fly drones all day, bro. Just fly drones all day and fucking. Just
call in.
Yeah, bro. Have one of those really strong, like, military laser pointers that, like, burn you when they
touch you. No, the drone should be able to do airstrikes, bro.
Oh, that'd be so wrong.
Like a little mini fucking, like an M80 firework on it. It just flies right over sick. The dude. It just ignites it and it just drops right on top of him. Bam.
That could be considered terrorism, but sounds like fun, honestly.
I'd sign up for it. Well, not terrorism, but dropping M80s out of drones. That part, yes.
Bro, you know what's really unfortunate, man? Episode 100. We love y'all, but you know what's really unfortunate? Yes. I'm sorry to bring the sadness in the fucking episode.
Mm.
The fact that MF Doom and Mac Miller are gone, bro. Two of our favorite fucking artists ever.
Yes.
I can't believe that.
That sucks, dude.
That's crazy, dude.
It fucking sucks. Like, two people I would not expect to have gone so
at
soon.
At all, dude.
It sucks, dude.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
That's fucking wild.
Especially, like, the fact that they're both... And, like, what sucks is that, like... I mean, they've obviously died from their causes that they were... That they had. I don't even remember what MF Doom's cause was. I'm going to assume it was something health related.
Yeah.
But obviously, Mac died from an OD. But, like... That's what sucks, dude. It's like, they died from, like, either a natural cause or a, like, self cause, right?
Yeah.
But, like...
But dude...
I feel like Max was accidental. I don't think he did it purposely.
I think so, too.
But, like, that's what sucks, dude. It's like, they died from something that, like, could have probably been prevented.
Yeah.
They didn't die from, like, some gangster, like, Tupac shit, someone pulling up on them and just, like... You know, like,
so Mac Miller died from fentanyl.
Yeah,
from fentanyl that was in his cocaine.
Yeah, that was laced.
And if you think about it, if we had recreational cocaine was legal, I mean, technically everybody could get clean cocaine forever.
Yeah, I mean,
I don't know. Is that such a bad idea? People are going to do it regardless.
I mean, chug 4 fucking Red Bulls. Tell me about it.
That's true, man. It's very interesting how some drugs are legal and some are not.
Yeah.
That's super interesting, dude. You know what's funny, man? At the beginning of fucking high school, I remember, like, dreaming of marijuana legalization.
Now it's here.
Now it's here, and it's like my life didn't change at all. Mm-hmm. It's the same shit. I haven't changed my actions at all. Like, what? Yeah.
You're still smoking.
Yeah, it's the same shit. Like, nothing changed.
Yeah.
Exactly. You know what changed? People stopped getting arrested. That's what changed. That's the only thing that changed.
But that's what sucks is the people that have already been arrested serve time for that shit.
Hold on, time out. The only thing that changed is people stopped getting arrested and the state started making more money.
Well, exactly.
That's the only thing that changed. That's so crazy.
That's why they made it legal. Like, what was it? Utah made fucking meth legal or some shit? Or what was it? Montana? I mean, I don't blame them. I feel like there's nothing to do out of Montana or whatever. I forgot what state it was, but some state made a...
Hopefully it's Kansas.
Was it Kansas? It might have been.
Wichita, Kansas sounds like a fucking meth place, bro.
Methital? Yeah, that sure fucking sounds right. I mean, I don't know. It's, was it meth or was it... No, it wasn't cocaine. It was, I want to say it was meth, bro.
Bro, I know, I think like...
Portland? I think it was Portland.
Dude, I are you thinking Oregon? About mushrooms?
No, Oregon.
I think legalized mushrooms.
No, dude, one state legalized meth, dude. I kid you not.
Dude, there's no way.
Yes. What?
Mexico legalized cocaine recreationally. That's hilarious.
I'm moving to Mexico.
Dude, that's hilarious. They still got weed outlawed as fuck. That's isn't that so fucked up, dude?
I know, right?
That's fucked, bro.
Methamphetamine.
Jesus, man. ¿Qué piensan? Cabrón. What?
Oh, here you go. Yeah, Oregon decriminalizes possession of hard drugs.
Oh.
Including cocaine, heroin, and oxycodone.
Well, then.
I mean... Who wants to make a road trip to Oregon? Who wants to go down the Oregon Trail with me, bro?
That's hilarious.
Yeah. Which is wild, dude. Like, how the fuck you gonna, like, decriminalize something like that, dude? That shit's so bad for people.
Yeah, I mean, at the same time, I don't know, man. Is it worse to make people jump through hoops to get that stuff and go through dangerous people to get that stuff? Or is it better to...
I don't think they made it legal. It says decriminalized.
Oh, yeah, that's right. So I guess it doesn't really make it more accessible. It doesn't matter.
So it just means you're not going to get booked for it. That's it. If they find it on you, you probably get a fucking ticket.
Yeah, that's kind of dumb.
Which is stupid because now imagine all the people that are out there just like whatever with it.
Yeah, that sounds like a worse problem.
Yeah.
Sounds like the government making things worse again.
Oh, no. Big surprise.
Oh, shit. Didn't see that one fucking coming.
Dude, I want to know what the crime rate is in Oregon now. Like how much it's gone.
Bro, did you hear about the crime rate inside Chad?
Who's Chad?
Or no, Chaz. It's Chaz.
Oh,
it was like something yeah. Autonomous zone.
Yeah. Yeah, dude, where they're like
the crime rate, like
government
tripled.
Like there was a bunch of like
somebody fucking died, like
robbery, murders, like rape shit. Like it was terrible, dude. Yeah, everyone's like, God. Yeah, no cops allowed. Fuck cops. They're not allowed in this fucking, like, it was like a, they took over like a fucking park, wasn't it?
Yeah.
And then it's just like, yeah, we don't need cops. We're perfectly fine. Next thing you know, people are getting butt fucked and just like murdered and shit. It's like, Jesus, man.
Yeah, that's sad.
That's fucking terrible, dude. Yeah, dude, fuck that. Like, as much as rules suck. Like there has to be a balance between shit, there has to be. Like you there can't does. Just have like no rules at all because everyone's mentality is different, man.
That's like one of the pillars of a society or whatever, isn't it? Like, hold on, let me look.
Like an agreement to it. Like everyone can agree. Like, yeah, we probably shouldn't be doing 100 miles an hour down a fucking residential area. Because there's children around, man. Last thing you need to do is create a small speed bump. You know, like, that'd be fucked. You know? Like, shit like that. Everyone's mentality is different. We're not all robots. If we're all robots, then yeah, dude. Like, whatever. Because then we'd be controlled. But since most of us aren't controlled by our cell phones or Facebook or Instagram... By the way, where the fuck did you go? I was trying to send you some funny shit on IG the other day, and you disappeared on my ass.
Bro, I just got my Instagram back today.
Did you?
Yeah, dude, I just needed some time off, dude. I need to fucking focus on this shit, these NFT projects that I'm working on.
You don't have enough stuff. I finished mine, by the way. You don't have enough self-control. Just put the phone to the side and just be like, I don't need to be on it.
No, I don't.
Fucking honestly, SpongeBob ass with your water looking ass. Yeah. I need it.
Yeah, no, dude, no. I mean, it's just easier to not, you know, because yes, I'm telling you, like, when I get bored, like when my mind, say I'm pissing or whatever the fuck, if I have 5 seconds of free time, my phone comes, like, just like my body, like muscle fucking memory, my phone comes out, I open it, and I immediately go to like certain apps like Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, whatever it was. Literally, dude, like I will do that and I'd be like, bro, I don't even want to check. I just checked this shit a minute ago. I don't want to check this shit. But my body, just because I have 2 seconds of free time.
Talk to yourself, you fucking loser. Like, I don't know. That's some weird shit. The fact that like you get 2 free seconds of free time, the first thing you do, pull your phone out.
Bro, you don't understand how many people do this.
Yeah, all you are
like most
weird,
people
bro.
Do this, dude.
Damn,
I am surprised if you don't do this. Like,
I don't. I only pull my phone out when I'm pooping, bro. But if I'm pissing, I'm good. If I'm eating, I usually leave my phone to the side. Like, I'm good.
Mm-hmm.
Again, man. Like, I really don't be on my phone like that.
But yeah, dude, you would be surprised how fucking common that is, dude. Because I ever since I noticed it in myself, mm-hmm. I notice it in other people, and I don't say anything because obviously, but like in my head, I'm like, damn, bro, that person's addicted to their phone. Like, just like how I am, dude, that's wild. Yeah. And like personally, yeah, like I have to delete those apps because that's a way for me to stop that access and to stop that fucking movement, dude. Because I even do things like I remove the colors on my screen because I don't like that certain social media apps use certain colors for certain notifications because
it catches your eye.
It catches your eye or produces, what is that? The feel-good hormone or whatever the fuck?
Jizz.
Not melatonin. not you know what I'm talking about?
Serotonin.
Yeah, whatever the fuck that is. Yeah,
the one of them tonins.
The really good one. Whatever.
Tony Seraphin, yeah. Yes.
It fucking produces that shit because those colors and that ding produces that fucking hormone in your brain. I don't like that. So I remove like the color filters. I put my shit on vibrate.
Well, I mean,
on silent completely.
Like, I'll be on Facebook or Instagram That's why I never got a Twitter, because I know I'll be on Twitter a lot. Dude,
Twitter's
more.
So fire, dude.
I know.
It's the most fire.
That's the reason why I don't have a Twitter, man, because I know it's like the most fire. But like, I've never got one because I just didn't.
Wait, time out. Reddit is the most fire, and then it's Twitter, and then it's everything else.
Yeah, but I even like stop myself from going on Reddit all the time too, because I got the Reddit one too, Reddit app as well. But like, I don't know. I'm usually on my shit if I'm bored. If I'm very bored, I will go on fucking Facebook or Instagram if I'm bored. But if I'm not, like, I try not to bore myself, you know? Thank you. We graduated from Camel Blacks back to the Trulies. Oh, my God. All is well and regained back into the universe.
I'm about to feel like a rich white girl, and I'm excited.
Dude, these Trulies are going to taste so good.
Dude, because it literally tastes like hobo butthole in my mouth right now.
I could taste it, yeah.
Bro, Camel Blacks, you're welcome, episode 100. Camel Blacks are terrible. Yeah. That was the worst idea.
God damn it, dude.
But honestly, we did that because we felt bad for not doing anything with episode 100.
Yeah.
We apologize, but also, I know we say this fucking every episode. There's some shit coming soon. I promise you this time there is.
Greatness takes time, peoples. But, oh, yeah, on my phone, though, all the fucking app shit, I turned off all notifications. So that's why, like, right now on my Instagram, I got, like, fucking 12 DMs on my Instagram.
Ugh, gross.
But, like, I got no notifications on. So I'll go, like, a day or hours without looking at it. And by the time I look at it, it's like, oh, shit, I forgot to reply.
That's good.
But, like, that's the point of it. So, like, I don't see a notification. It doesn't ding for me. Nothing. It doesn't even pop up on my messages saying that, like, something. So I'd never get tempted to, like, hurry up and go back on it. You know? So I have it all like that. And I also have screen time on it. So, like, the like control. Mm-hmm. So I give myself like an hour and 13 minutes in total between all of my like social media apps. And then like I put it to that point where it just keeps like letting, if I hit my limit for the day, if I hit like, I keep hitting like 15 more minutes. So it just keeps popping up. And eventually it's like, all right, I like ignored the 15 minute thing like three times already. I've been on my phone enough times. So I look for other things to do. But like, yeah, I mean, I feel like it just, you gotta work on self-control, man. It's a mental thing.
Yeah.
You literally gotta look at it and be like, this dude's baby mama does nothing but fucking bitch all day on her motherfucking Facebook. This lady needs to go fucking change some diapers or, like, get a job. Because I'm sick of it, dude. Yeah, and then I just get off of it.
Yeah, that sounds like no fun.
Bro, when someone else's baby mama drama turns into your baby mama drama, bro.
Don't say that.
I ain't with it, dog.
That ain't never happened, bro. How could that happen? That can't happen.
Dude, I'm over it, dude.
That's impossible.
Also, shout out to all the baby mamas out there raising kids and shit, man. I got nothing against y'all, but motherfuckers, get off of Facebook. God damn. Pick up a hobby.
Shout out to all the baby mamas. DM Austin Thick Boy.
Yeah, DM Austin Thick Boy and Charlie Big Ragu.
Yeah, man.
Yeah. They'd be proud stepdads.
Bro, you got some shit coming up, man.
Yeah.
Are you excited or what?
Very, man. Excited and nervous, like always.
You're going to show off the Cyrix?
Yeah, bro. I'm going to hopefully, like I'm going to anchor the CRX down to the Tundra. I'm just going to lay a fat heater.
Shut up. Are you really?
Yeah.
Bro, that would be beautiful.
I'm gonna try to make that happen.
That would be awesome, but also those tires are still kind of fresh.
Bro. I'll rotate them bitches, bro.
Bro, no. You still need traction in the rear, Gio.
It's all right, bro. I'll rotate them shits. It don't matter. I'm not doing any track events this year. Nothing, dude. I'm still trying to get used to the car. I still need dialing a bunch of shit, dude. Like, yeah, I ain't going to see track related till next year.
But all I'm saying is, it's a little bit scarier when the rear kicks out on a front-wheel drive. Because the rear's not supposed to kick out on a front-wheel drive, bro.
Yeah, but there's no weight back there, so I kind of expect
it. Exactly, dude. That's just, It's gonna be swinging.
I had to stab the brakes one day, and the back end like kicked over to me the one time.
Yeah, that scared the shit out of me. That's sketchy, dude.
I wasn't expecting that to do that.
That means you really need to be careful in the rain, dog.
Yeah,
for real.
Because it's funny because it only has a front sway bar. There's nothing in the rear, so the back end's a little looser than the front.
Wow. So yeah. So it should be catching more traction in the rear.
Yeah, but
bro, that
then again, there's like very little suspension travel because of how stiff those coilovers are.
Yeah, you're basically like running on a fucking drift setup, bro.
Yeah, everything back there is spherical. Everything in the back is spherical. So there's nothing fucking, no fucking play at all, dude.
Like an 89-year-old that just fucking burned through his last fucking piece of cartilage, bro. That shit is joint on joint, son.
Pretty much, man.
That shit's raw.
By the way... shout out to Dre for coming with me on a long ass fucking hour drive in the CRX down 90. I apologize for that.
That sounds horrible.
God damn, dude, that car does not like 80 miles an hour.
Oh hell!
Constantly for an hour, dude. It does not like it.
Have you measured your gas mileage yet?
Yeah, now that my odometer works, I got 300 miles to a full tank, which is dog shit because the Beamer does better.
I mean, how many miles to your tank?
300, and it fucking emptied it out.
No, I meant how many gallons in your tank?
I just filled it up yesterday, 9. So I believe it's a 10-gallon tank.
So about 30 miles to gallon.
Which ain't bad.
That's dope.
I thought I was going to get more mileage out of it, but... still. But I also was, like, for the most part, trying to drive it nice, you know? Because, like, now that my odometer actually works, I was trying to actually figure out, like, okay, if I drive it nice, how much will this last me? Bro, that fucking car is a fucking tricky bitch, bro. Like, if I fill up the tank, I feel like I could drive for hours. And, like, at full, it looks like it doesn't even fucking budge. But the second it gets past, like, 3/4, it just, like, skydives down, dude. It's just like, hell yeah, brother, let's go. Yeah, it waits for nobody, bro. That's funny. Fucking starts dropping. Yeah. I love that car, man. I just got to figure out a few more things.
Dude, that car is so fucking dope, dude.
Thank you, man. But, yeah, I'm hoping for the shop meet I could just lay out a fat heater in it and, like, ode to, like, every year. Because I feel like I made that, like, a thing. Like, I got to just do a fat heater every year. I feel like the past 2 years, though, the heaters in Tijuana were kind of weak. I got to figure out a better way to do better heaters in Tijuana.
Bro, you've been laying some gnarly heaters. What are you talking about?
I feel like they should be bigger, though. They should be bigger.
Gio, this is what you and I both need, dude. And I know it doesn't cost that much, dude. Let's do it, please. And let's do it in my Beamer and your Beamer. Mm-hmm. Fucking line lock on the front, dude.
Oh, yeah.
Let's do it.
I've highly contemplated that shit.
Let's do it.
Well, I got to get a clutch first because my car doesn't like second gear anymore.
Yeah.
I'm hoping it's just a clutch. It might be a trans, but I'm hoping it's just a clutch.
Yeah.
But yeah. I thought about it just because like the amount of heaters I do
play.
It's like I should have
it. I want it regardless. So like while I'm doing it, you should also do it. We should do it.
Yeah.
It's going to be super dope.
Yeah. Or we could just be real men and just learn how to do fucking
No. No, Gio.
Without line locks.
No, Gio. We have technology.
That 4% boomer in me is still scared of it, bro.
We don't have to hit this thing with a rock. We can hit it with a computer. We have technology, Gio.
True. Yeah, man, we'll see. How much is a line lock kit anyways?
No fucking clue. Let's look it up. For what car?
I don't know. I think a line lock kit's pretty universal, dude. I think it's like a solenoid or something, right?
God damn. This Amazon is not making me very hopeful, but... All right. Nope. Just kidding. Almost there, guys. Okay, so if you want Summit Racing or Jegs, which is brand name for boomers, yes. $70.
What the fuck?
Yeah, let's do this, Gio. What the fuck have we been waiting for, dude? We're literally just like doing heaters like broke boys. Like what?
Yeah, bro.
Yeah, no. This can no longer continue.
Yeah, no.
We're getting these line lock kits.
Okay.
ASAP.
Yeah.
It might take 7 hours each to install, but it doesn't fucking matter, Gio.
True.
it's taken me longer for more simple things. So.
True. We could try on my car. So if it doesn't work anyways, we could just shove my car back into the trailer and just forget about it.
Oh man, that's so funny, dude.
Yeah, man. I'm hoping this year is a good turnout.
I'm hoping
it's a very good turnout.
Is this your first one of the year?
Yeah.
Holy shit, man.
Dude, we've just been so fucking busy, man. Yeah, I just haven't had the chance to actually like set up one. I was gonna do a
bro, you keep saying
one.
You keep saying you want to do multiple ones per year, bro. I don't believe you, dog.
I know.
That's like three. This is the third year in a row of only one per year, right? This is the third year.
Yeah. The first year I did two. The first year I did like a little Memorial Day one.
Super chill. That's right.
It was like a last minute. Actually, I did it at like, I sent the invite out when I was at, I forgot whose wedding. I think it was one of Erica's friend's wedding. I was just sitting there like, Erica's like, what do you want to do tomorrow? I'm like, I'm going to make a shop meet. Fuck it. And that worked out cool. It was super personal. It was real chill. And then we did a actual meet after that one. And then last year, yeah, we did one meet. And then this year. So anyone listening, I mean, I know it's only 10 of you. September 5th, y'all want to come out? We supply food. We supply drinks. Non-alcoholic drinks, by the way.
Non-alcoholic drinks.
Yeah, no drinking and driving, you fellers, fucking animals.
Yeah, we ain't got no Camel Blacks there.
That's only for episode
100.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
You know what I mean? But, yeah, I mean, come on out. It's a good time. Usually a lot of cool stuff shows up. Every year seems to get bigger
Bro,
and bigger, so I'm super excited
really,
for this year.
I really enjoy that about your car meets, your shop meets, dude, is that you have like such a fucking variety, dude. Because you have a like new American Muscle, old American Muscle. Yeah. You got fucking older JDM cars, newer JDM cars, fucking Euros pop up, like dope ass Euros. Yeah. Have we had a supercar pop up yet?
I think the closest thing to a supercar popping up was the Z06 Vet.
There was something else that was really cool.
Which was
like a convertible or a Jaguar maybe?
Oh, the F-Type Jaguar. Arthur's or Arturo's?
Yeah, I think that thing looks sick.
It was one of Jigs' homies.
Bro,
he actually works up the street from here.
Yeah, honestly, my favorite cars that come through are just like all the homies' cars. Honestly, they just look so good, dude.
It's dope, dude.
Like all the Evos, all the fucking...
Yeah. Yeah, man. I mean, I'm excited, dude. It's a good time. I enjoy it. I learned the first year. The first year, I was trying to do too much. I was trying to say hi to everybody, you know, just be super friendly with everybody. I didn't get to really enjoy it.
Yeah.
It felt too hectic. The second year, I was just
felt like your wedding day.
Yeah. The second year, I was just like, fuck it, find a spot. Like,
yeah.
Figure it out, find a spot, you know? So this will be the third year, man. Yeah.
So,
what you gonna bring out?
Are we doing the dunk tank? Are we doing that or what? Marinara sauce and dunk tank?
I mean, I don't know how much fucking NFTs can I sell by then,
bro. How the market's acting right now? Shit, we gonna have so many gallons of marinara sauce, bro.
I got some stonk money to play with, bro. don't play with my emoticons like that, bro.
My emoticons.
Don't play with my emoticons like that, bro.
Oh, that's funny, dude.
Nah, man, I'll be sick, though. I'm excited for it. I'm excited to see the homies. Yeah, man, it's going to be a good time. I'm excited to see, like, what new groups show up. I think I'm going to extend a couple more extra invites out to people that
man.
I don't normally talk to or see.
Yeah.
I've been getting a lot more, like, people DMing me on the action, like,
that's
Instagram.
Awesome, dude. That's beautiful. Fuck yeah.
And a lot of it is thanks to the evil community, bro.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, man, it's like the amount of evil people that I know, it's like you swear I own one, but I don't, dude.
Bro, thank you to the evil homies, bro. Fucking
for real.
All the evil homies. That's fucking, or honestly, any homies that's fucking posted Action Auto Works, man.
Yeah, seriously, you guys are appreciated. Yeah, I appreciate everybody for sure, man. I really do. I see it all and I highly appreciate it.
Yep.
But yeah, man, I mean, yeah, I got a few more people DMing me that I've never talked to, and I think I'll just send them an invite, see if they slide through, meet face to face, they can see the shop, go from there.
Yeah, man.
I'm trying to get more projects, man. Honestly, like projects, I'll let y'all in on a secret. Projects really don't make us money because of the time that goes into it, and I don't, I'm not a fucking piece of shit that, like,
dude,
that marks you for every fucking minute that I've been on it.
Dude, like, I was literally about to say that. The fact that you said that you want more projects, I was about to say, but you probably don't make money on projects.
We don't, but, like, I do enjoy them. Because it's nice to work on something where it's not like you autopilot through it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like when you do a tune-up on something or a timing belt on something, I kind of just autopilot through it and I get it done.
Yeah.
Projects involve a little bit more thinking, a little bit more challenges. So it's just kind of like, all right, like I need to make a bracket for this. So, all right, let's see how I'm going to make this bracket.
But I also think with projects, with you specifically, I mean, there's a lot of other project like mechanics, like race type mechanics that won't give a fuck about how it looks. But for you specifically, I like that you're very aesthetic about it. And you think about that before you actually do the thing, because other places will just like slap the shit on. And like I've seen it myself, bro. I see some shit slapped on and I'm just like, bro, like.
Yeah.
You could have taken an extra 20 minutes
and made that
to disassemble some shit, to tuck some shit, and reassemble it. But you decided to not spend 20 minutes to make shit look all right, like clearly modified.
But that's the difference, man. I mean, people go for function over form, you know. That's a lot of people mentality. I look at it as like it has to look good as well as function right. So it's like if I can make this do what it's supposed to, but at the same time like look good, as in like tuck wires or loom shit or, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
I'd rather do that, man, because, I mean, to me, I'd pay top dollar for somebody to do a good, clean job where, like, if they did a bunch of wiring for me, a bunch of all this shit for me, and I looked where they were working at, and I went, wow, I can't even tell they were here. But everything I asked them to hook up works.
Yep.
I'd be fucking excited about that. Yeah, I'd be like, fuck yeah, this is great. Like, it doesn't look like someone's been under here and just zip-tied a bunch of wires everywhere. My battery doesn't look like it has 7 different terminals on it. Like, I'd be excited about that, and I'd have no problem paying for that and coming back for more work because of that. So, like, to me, it's the fine details. I mean, yeah, again, with this Cobra, we just got that Cobra done. And it's funny because, like, you know, the guy would come in every once in a while to check up on it and look at it, and he'd look at it and be like, actually, to be honest, everybody would look at it and be like, oh, damn, it's still in the corner, still dusty. But it's just like, you don't know, but I just put like 4 hours into it under the dash and you can't see it. You know, like I put hours into this car. It doesn't look like much has changed, but like, things have changed. Things are done on it.
Yep.
And people just don't see that. So like, you know, it sucks. Like, same thing with the 240, man. I mean, that 240, we've done a lot of work on it already. And, you know, everyone walks in and it's still here. It's like, yeah, fuck you, man. Like,
bro, that's funny because I say that every time I fucking walk in.
I know, dude. I know, and I hate that shit. But it's just like, like, I understand, though. I mean, no one's going to know what's done to it unless you've done it yourself, you know?
Yeah.
And then when someone else comes around and appreciates that little detail that you did to it, mm-hmm. then it makes you feel really good about yourself. Cause like, okay, yeah. there's one fucking person out there that has
yeah.
taste.
Yeah. Dude, what? I mean, that's why, like, when I say that shit, I try to ask, I'm like, you do anything recently to yeah. it? And like, I got pissed off when it's like, no, we're still waiting on this one shop to get this fucking piece done. Like, I'm just yeah. like, bro, Jesus, how long are they gonna fucking take?
Right now, I'm literally waiting on a tuner to program the trigger kit that we put in it.
What is a trigger kit? What is it?
A cam and crank trigger. So an RB doesn't have a crank trigger, has a cam trigger. And they're
Time out. Trigger is different from sensor.
It's the same thing as
I've heard of cam sensor. Okay, yeah, it's the same thing.
It's a sensor, but they call it a trigger kit.
Oh.
Okay. But yeah, it's so they have cam sensors, but they tend to fail. And RBs at high power, they break up a lot because the sensors can't keep up, the stock ones. So pretty much what you do is you change them out. Well, we put a crank one on it, and then we put a cram. That camel's kicking in, bro. a cam one on it. So now we got to go into the software and tell it, like, okay, it has a 12-point crank trigger on it. And then, like, you know, the cam triggers changed too now to a better one. But, like, I don't know how to do any of that shit.
Yeah.
And I don't want to fuck around with his tune.
Yeah, fuck that. Because
that's you're literally a decimal point away from fucking making something not run correctly.
Yeah, fucking.
So that's why, like, people ask me, like, oh, do you do tunes? I'm like, no.
Bro.
Do you ever play on it? No. That's, like, I have enough responsibility here. Yeah. Like, I don't need to add to that shit. I'd rather send it to a professional.
Personally, I'd rather see you be a professional suspension tuner yes. over
yes.
an engine tuner,
yes.
dude.
Yes. That's what I want to do, man.
I have a fucking eye for that, dude, and you know how to measure that shit out.
I'm hoping that we get an alignment rack very, very, very soon. I mean, honestly, at this point, we're literally waiting on the landlord to clear out his bay.
Oh, fuck yeah, dude.
Once that's he clears awesome, out dude. His bay for us, which that's I've so noticed good. his wife has been here pretty regularly, and I think what she's doing is she's coming in, she's cleaning out that area and throwing shit out.
Damn.
So I think they're making room for us because, once we get that bay, we're going to order this alignment rack and your boy's going to be doing alignments now. So hello.
That's what is up, bro. I'm so excited for that because I've been having a fucked up alignment on this BMW. Bro, on my BMW, I've had this fucked up alignment since I got it. And they were so booked at the time that I just had zero fucking intention to go back. To like reschedule my shit, just like whatever, dude. I don't give a fuck. My steering wheel is a little bit tilty. I don't give a fuck.
Does it?
Whatever. I'm gonna just fix it whenever I find another alignment person. But bro, I would love if you guys started doing alignments.
Yeah, I'm hoping we do, man. I mean,
you would get a lot of people good money
off of that,
especially like the aftermarket community, dude. Oh my god.
Well, I mean, I remember talking to the Bay John Kim when he worked at TF. Mm-hmm. And I asked him, like, hey, man, can I get the Beamer in for alignment, like a drift spec alignment? And then he's like, yeah, man, the soonest I could get you was, I forgot what the dates were, but it was like a month out. And I'm just like, I'm putting the car away by then.
Yeah.
You know? So, yeah, I mean, I know alignments is a big thing. And I know a lot of the homies would appreciate if I got an alignment rack. So, yeah. But y'all still getting charged.
Oh, of course, of course, of course.
Ain't shit free, dog. Unless you come through with some fucking Gene and Jude's glizzies, bro.
And $100 bill.
And $100 bill. But yeah, nah, man. Yeah, the shop has we have some big ideas, big plans coming soon, man.
That's awesome, so man. I'm excited to hear that.
We could expand and keep going from there.
Bro, I cannot wait for that shit, dude.
Bro, I'm excited for your fucking drop, man. I shit you not, right after this episode, Mm-hmm. Episode 100, by the way. Right after this, I want you to help me set up an account so I can start fucking slanging off these NFTs, bro.
Yeah, bro. I got you.
I'm going to walk around with, like, rubber bands on my, like, pant legs, you know, like, yeah, around the ankles. But, you know? Or, like, you know, the high school fucking kids that sold weed all the time?
Yeah.
They'd have, like, rubber bands around their pant leg because they'd throw all the weed down their pant leg.
Oh, that's funny as shit, bro.
And it never fell out.
Really?
Yeah, dude. That was the whole reason for the rubber band around the pant leg.
Nah,
shit.
Bro. When I was younger, the rubber bands were so that your white shoes don't get...
Well,
from the jeans, you know?
Also came from stained a up. Fucking private school.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it was mostly Mexicans doing it, bro. Like,
yeah, did you never
put rubber bands
them,
on her shit?
Did you never ask them for some fucking weed? Because I guarantee you they'd have been like, yeah, man.
Bro,
they hit you
I was the weed
shit,
man.
20 G's. 20 G, bro.
So in grade school, I was the fucking weed man. The white guy was the weed man, bro. In my school, I was literally, it was like 95% brown, like 95% Mexican. And I was like the one white looking kid. But I was like the weed man there, dude. That shit's hilarious.
But yeah, no, but you're not a white kid, dude.
Yeah, but I mean,
surprise, motherfucker.
I look white. But
I used to get this shit all the time, dude.
That's why we used to put our shit on to not stain our fucking white shoes, bro.
Yeah, nah, we were fucking slinging shit, dog.
Bro, that's some more gangster shit, dog. I ain't never heard of that.
Private schools versus public schools.
Yeah,
people.
Bro.
Choose wisely where you want to send your
for
kids.
Real. Don't stain your shoes or don't drop the weed bags. I mean, either one is pretty fly, bro. Either one, the kid's not doing bad. He's cool either way.
Yeah, so. Either way, he's doing good. Either way, he's got lunch money, bro. He's good.
That wasn't his.
Some kid bought him lunch money.
Yeah, but we appreciate you guys for listening. Once again, yes. Episode 100. I know we've said this since like episode 5, but we really do have something coming up in the next couple weeks. We're just waiting on some equipment to roll in. Once we have that in, set up, situated, we'll be able to do some cool, different shit than we've been doing now. So we appreciate y'all for listening in for the past 100 fucking episodes.
I mean, man, 100? If you guys have been listening
to
100 episodes, I want to personally hug every one of you.
For real.
Like, seriously, thank you guys.
Like, I'm debating making a website and having a form for people to fill out to schedule us hugs, bro, because that's how bad I want to hug everybody that listens to this shit right now.
Or reach out to us and fucking figure out a run-on sentence with us.
Yeah.
I'd hug the shit up. I'll sit on your lap. Or if you want to sit on my lap, you can sit on my lap. Yeah, man, fuck it.
If you do want to come on the podcast and have a great time with us and talk about whatever the fuck you love and you're passionate about, hit us up. Yeah. Seriously. If you know us, hit us up personally. If you don't, hit up the group chat. It's in every single description of every single episode.
Or if you found one of us on
Instagram
social media
or
whatever.
Yeah, whatever social media, whatever the fuck.
Just
Twitter.
Hit us up.
Yeah. Hit us up. Even if you're somewhere where we can't physically meet, we can do it virtually, whatever, we'll figure it out. But we appreciate y'all, man. This is 100 fucking episodes. That's what's up, bro.
Yeah, I know, man. This is awesome.
Hopefully for episode 1000 we'll have Porsches.
Should we make that?
That's the goal. Episode 1000, bro, we should have Porsches, bro.
Clap cheeks about it.
Because right now we have Hondas and BMWs, the two best auto manufacturers ever. I mean, maybe not. Maybe Porsche.
No.
Who knows?
Ever.
Honda and BMW are, in my opinion, Honda, BMW, Porsche, those three are the best. But.
Jake just kicked you out of SoulStick. I'm sorry. I just got the text about it. You got kicked out.
I just got the notification. I just got the notification too. All right. All right, well, I just got kicked out of my car. I love you guys. No, but really, though, we appreciate you guys for listening.
Yeah,
for real. This is crazy, man. 100 episodes. It's really just a start.
I mean, dude. Hold on. Did Did you ever doubt that we'd make it this far? Cause like,
no, not really.
No, right? I didn't think we'd doubt it. Like, I never thought we wouldn't make it to at least 100. Maybe 105.
Bro. But like, nah, dude, even saying 1,000 sounds...
Doesn't seem ridiculous.
It sounds like we're definitely going to get there. It feels like we're definitely going to get there.
Yeah.
But also 1,000 would be kind of crazy.
I feel like we should do some crazy shit.
Yeah, we'll figure
like,
it out.
Like, well, how about we skydive? As you're skydiving, you can rip a bong. I'll do some fucking lines.
Down.
I mean, we'll do some wild shit, dude. Yeah. Oh, we skydive and we're both shotgun camo blacks. Oh. That sounds like some non-cliche shit that we be on, bro.
Yeah, no, I'm not agreeing to that right now, just so it's on record. I'm not agreeing to that. But we are going to do some crazy shit for episode 1,000.
We say that now until episode 999 comes around. We're both staring at each other be like, want to chuck another camel black for this one?
Bro, episode 999 where we're just like, all right, bro, for sure we should start video 1,000, bro. We should for sure start videos at episode 1,000.
For real.
Fuck! Love you guys. Thank you so much.
Thank you guys. We love you very, very much.
Have a good day. Good afternoon. Good evening.
Good night. Good morning. Good breakfast, lunch, dinner, brunch. If you're a fancy bitch.
Peace.
Later.